The Patent and Trademark Office's Model Telework program is in trouble after a negative report on employee abuses from the Commerce Department's Inspector General's Office. PTO's challenges may demonstrate the need for the government to modernize its rules defining what it means to perform work. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on why PTO's problems are the next hurdle every agency must jump through to make telework successful. Jason, what did the audit find about PTO's oversight of its telework program?
Well, I think there's some disagreement on what exactly the problems are at PTO with telework. I mean, and there were four hotline complaints to the Commerce Department's Inspector General's office, and a team of PTO managers conducted an audit. So that's what we know is true. What we're not sure is there were two, what we also know is there were two reports that came from that audit, a draft report and a final report. And the draft one talks about time and attendance abuses where workers say they spent, let's say, 80 hours over 2 weeks working, when in reality they may only have spent 60 hours or 40 hours or 65 hours. But told the agency they spent 80 hours, so obviously that's time card fraud. Then there's a second report, and this one is much more toned down. It talks about challenges that PTO has around better management guidance, such as, you know, filling out and overseeing time and attendance records, and several other, we'll call them less hot button issues. But either way, there's two reports out there, and they don't spell necessarily good news all around for the PTO's telework program. Now, we're going to post a link to both the draft report and the final one on federalnewsradio.com later today. Now, Todd Zinsser is the Commerce Department's Inspector General. He says PTO's report shows a broader challenge that all federal telework efforts face.
I think the complaints that came in were basically raising concerns about a shift at the PTO, and I think this probably does apply more generally to telework, where there's a shift from the emphasis of working 80 hours in a two-week pay period to doing 80 hours worth of work during that two-week pay period. And so as a result, you have PTO supervisors raising concerns because they felt that the current practice of PTO for accounting for patent examiners' time weren't exactly consistent with the regulations and the practices that they've been accustomed to throughout their careers. So I think that is kind of the friction or the tension that exists in several telework policies, and it's an issue that PTO definitely has to address.
Now, Zinsser says PTO has set specific goals for patent examiners to complete a certain number of products during their 8-hour work week or their 8-hour day. So if the patent office sets a standard of, let's say, we're just guessing here, 10 application reviews per 80-hour work week, and if someone gets that done in 60 hours, then what are they doing for those other 20 hours? I mean, if they're doing what they want to do and not working, but they're telling the government that they're working the full 80 hours, then that is, in a sense, time card fraud. But at the same time, you also have the idea that, well, I did what I was supposed to do. It's just I was more efficient than you were, and it took you 80 hours and only took me 60 hours. And that's why Zinsser says PTO's challenges around defining what is 80 hours worth of work versus working 80 hours in 2 weeks is something that really every agency is starting to face.
Now, this is something that the former director of OPM, John Barry, tried to address with, I think it was called the goal-oriented work environment or something like that. I apologize if I don't have the name exactly right. But this is not a new concept around government in general, but is this maybe a new roadblock in the telework environment?
No, I think absolutely you're right. I mean, even as more and more agencies offer alternative work environments, let me just give you an example. OPM says in its 2013 telework report to Congress that more than 1 million federal employees are now eligible to telework, and more than 301,000 employees that teleworked in 2012. So it's a increasing every year. And it seems that the government has done a pretty good job overcoming those old barriers like management resistance and technology over the last few years. Obviously, it's not perfect, but that we've seen much, much better success around it throughout the government. But now this idea of working hours is creating a new set of challenges. And Zinsser says there's a growing divide between the official definition of work and how employees view their jobs.
The problem is that there are, you know, rules and regulations that have been enacted in law or in regulation about how the government employees have to account for their time. And I think you're seeing a shift in not only the government, but in, you know, the workforce in general, that people are doing their work in different ways. And I think that the challenge is to adapt, you know, the current work environment and the with the existing regulations. I think PTO thinks they have done that, But obviously, based on this report, they still have some challenges ahead to do that. But I think that's the exact issue the PTO is grappling with.
Now, Zinsser believes that maybe the pendulum swung too far and given employees too much latitude, and now it's kind of had to swing back. And it's just part of those growing pains that any program, in this case, a telework program, faces. Now, I also spoke with Lisa Horn. She is the Society of HR Managers, Director of Congressional Affairs, and a leader of its Workplace Flexibility Initiative. She says the government hasn't made that culture shift yet that requires a different point of view about what work is and when it's done.
Oftentimes, and maybe this is what's happening at PTO, but oftentimes organizations don't have a telecommuting problem. They have a management problem or a performance management problem, because it can be uncomfortable to hold, you know, employees accountable for their performance. But it's so important, especially in a telework arrangement. You know, clear goals and objectives need to be set, and employees need to understand those as well as supervisors. There needs to be check-ins towards those goals. They need to be measurable. And then at the end of the day, those employees need to be held accountable for meeting those objectives.
Now, I also spoke with Kate Lister. She's the president of the Global Workplace Analytics. She echoes Horn's observations about management and performance. Now, Global Workplace Analytics provides training to the public and private sector organizations on things like teleworking and alternative workplace development. Now, the company did a survey last year of 150 top telework people in the government, asking them what obstacles they face and what opportunities they see. Lister says of the more than 10,000 words that respondents chose to write in, many thousand focus on the lack of accountability and enforcement. Now, Lister says a GSA official once says that telework doesn't cause problems, it reveals them. And she says the conflicting rules PTO and others face are that problem that has been revealed.
Will the results that we see here, do you think, impact the progress that agencies have made with teleworking over the last 5 years? Because a lot of people say that the progress has been very good.
No, I would agree that the progress has been very good. And it's hard to say exactly, but I would tell you that there's a pretty good chance that this could set back the, you know, if you think about the telework initiative has been a ball that's been rolling up the hill, and it's been rolling nicely at a decent rate. This actually could make that ball roll back down the hill a little bit, especially since PTO has been put out there as the model agency. And others may look at their challenges and say, well, you know what, if they can't get it right, how can we even expect to get it right? Lister says that the audit is a big blow to federal telework efforts, and it reminds her of another famous telework-related decision.
It reminded me of the Yahoo recalling their teleworkers last year. I probably talked to 50 reporters within about a week and a half about that, and literally every conference I've gone to and spoken since, that question comes up. Well, what about Yahoo?
Now, Lister says what's frustrating about the report is that about 90 to 95% of all those employees at PTO are actually doing the right thing. But again, the old adage, one bad apple spoils the bunch, this could be that one bad apple. Now, Horn says she also cringed when she read the Washington Post story, who first reported this on I think it was a Monday with a big exclusive. It was a great story. If you haven't seen it, I'll definitely take a second here and promote that you should go read their big story. And it immediately reminded her as well of that Yahoo decision to roll back telework. But she says PTO's problem likely will just be a blip on the radar screen when it comes to the momentum that continues to build for alternative work environments. She says PTO, like any organization after this report, needs to take a step back, analyze what's working, and fix those things that aren't.
Was it poor performance with the telecommuters, or was it poor management of the supervisors? Was there not adequate technology in place that set the employees up for success? Was there not clear communication around what were the expectations and the deliverables for the employees? So we think that kind of step back and an honest examination of the processes and policies around the organization's telecommuting program is really key.
Now, Commerce's IG Zinsser says that this latest report will influence future work around the quality of patent reviews and whether there is a systemic problem with time and attendance fraud issues.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. More on federalnewsradio.com.
Of course, and more tomorrow morning on The Federal Drive with Emily Kopp.